Time now is 8:39. You've got it on 1450 WHTC. I am Brent Allen. There we go. No, the music cooperated. It is time to bring aboard Mr. Cal DeKuyper. He is the superintendent of Zeeland Public Schools and a great friend at WHTC in the morning. How you doing, sir?
You bet. Yeah, good. Good to see you again.
And have a little jazzy Christmas music.
I saw that.
You here. You like that?
Yeah.
Tis the season, you
it
know?
Is.
Well, you've got a lot going on at Zeeland Public Schools, no doubt about
you
that.
You aren't kidding.
A busy, busy time. Last couple of days before Christmas break, right?
Well, you would think you'd be winding down, but we seem to just be gearing up all the time. But that's a good thing. We had a lot of great things happening these last few days.
Well, tell us about one of those. What's happening?
Chili Friday is an event that, in most rivalry games, if you would think of Michigan, Michigan State, or Hope, Calvin, you don't probably have events quite like this, but our rival is East versus West.
Right, right.
And of course, we're all pretty good friends and very good friends most days, and then pretty good friends on game day, and then good friends again the next day.
Gets a little touchy there for a couple hours.
You have to think about this is something I tell people all the time, and they really, no kidding, we didn't know, but 80% of our students go back and forth every day.
Really?
So a big part of your day is half of your class is East and half of your class is West.
I didn't know that either.
So today with JV games and tomorrow with varsity basketball, boys and girls, those students will be in class together during the day, and they'll say, hey, I'll see you on the court tonight.
Exactly. Exactly.
So really, it's a very unusual system, but It's truly one academic program with two mascots, and we're very good friends, but we compete in the evening.
Sure.
So that event, though, is Chili Friday, is where the whole community comes together, and we turn this thing into a community event. Where
what is this all about? Sounds delicious.
It's an unusual. I got to say, I hadn't heard of this since I got here, but I love both of them. It's chili and cinnamon rolls, so
really?
It's a tradition of sorts.
Uh-huh.
So that starts at 5:30, and it's at East this year in the East Cafeteria, and a good number of the community will come out and support this. Then we watch the ball game together. We have some friendly competition. It gets heated at times.
So do people bring their own chili
later,
in? Do area residents?
It's all taken care of by the school system. So
really?
We have donations coming. Request Foods is a huge donor for us.
So it's open to the public. Anybody can come.
Yeah. And we charge $5 for the dinner. It's all prepared on site by school staff. School board members serve the meals. A lot of the administrators help in the event during the time, and then we have a ball game at the end.
What a great idea. That's going to be a lot of fun for you. And chili, what a perfect time of year for
it
chili.
Is.
Ooh, that sounds good. And, of course, we've got the game tomorrow night right here. Greg Chandler with the call.
Yeah, I appreciate that. In fact, Greg does such a great job. A lot of times, in fact, with football games, quite often I was on the sidelines, and I would listen to him in the headphones and then in my earphone and then watch the game from the sidelines. So I sure enjoy it.
Getting a different perspective from the press box,
for
sure.
Helps you keep up on the statistics of what's going on.
It really does, He's awesome.
Yep.
He really is. What else do you have going on with Zeeland
Public
Schools?
Well, you know, it's fine arts season, and our fine arts program has always been so strong, but my goodness, it's just booming lately. Mm-hmm. So how many high schools in America actually put on a nutcracker with the full orchestra down below, and they are all students? So with Nancy Clyde there with her program on the dance side and Keith Walker on the high school, and of course they have so much support. You know, fine arts is a K-12 program, so you're only strong at the top level if you're strong all the way through.
Sure, absolutely. And the amount of talent in Zeeland schools and all of our local schools is just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah. It's last night we had an orchestra concert with Miss Marie. They call her Marie Tenelsoff, and we probably had 120 total students on stage, be my guess. A full-size orchestra all the way through. The marching band next year, Keith could have some problems. We could be in the upper 200s.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
we're going to have two tulip time parades every day.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do. We'll be a long parade when Zeeland comes through. But so many kids who are interested because they've done such a great job at the lower grade levels. John Vanek at the high school, choir struggled for a few years.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, it's just booming. And it's, we always say subject matter doesn't always attract students. It does sometimes,
sure.
But teachers do.
Teachers do, absolutely.
And you have somebody you're attracted to and you have create a personal kind of a relationship with on a professional level, and then those teachers, and, they attract kids.
Oh, teachers have the passion for it, and they transfer that to the kids. It's all about
exactly
that passion, isn't it?
You
really
bet.
Is.
So just a compliment to them and all the way through, and it has been fine arts season, concert season. It's just been an actual moment of pride for me just to sit and watch and learn.
Now, the Nutcracker, is that still going on for
that's
the next
finished.
Few days?
That was just,
that is all done.
That was
okay.
A couple of days, a couple of weeks ago. So we have, I think we're finished with all of our concerts right now. Last night was the last one. That was orchestra. Tonight is the first half of the East-West competition in basketball. And then Friday night, of course, is the varsity games.
Time to breathe.
Yep. And then we head into a break. So.
And you have anything else going on, of course? I think as we head toward the Christmas break here, anything happening?
We're in good shape over break. We do take a break in there. We try to give students and family time. You know, Christmas time is a great time for family.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And so we really try to do the best we can to limit what we do over the holidays.
Very cool. Well, Cal, we appreciate you coming in, and always great to have you here on the morning show.
Yeah, always appreciate the conversation.
That's absolutely wonderful to have you here. Well, have a great Christmas break.
We'll
Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I guess we'll talk to you again the day after.
You bet.
Boxing Day next week. Bring something Canadian in, all right?
We'll do.
Some Canadian bacon. How about that?
Is that what it is?
That'll
I'll bring it for you.
Okay, sounds good. Cal DeKuyper joining us there from Zeeland Public Schools, our wonderful superintendent. It's A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by Zeeland Public Schools, every Thursday right here on 1450 WHTC.